We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, veg embracing viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 44 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista and channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Miami, channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa de Aguaray, channel 21. In Chore, channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santa Anita Piracuay, channel 30. And in Oqueta, channel 32 on Damoa SA. In Asunción, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguasu, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguasu. In El Nandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable El Nandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 26 on Bamenda, on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on SiatSat. Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. And channel 57 on Media Network Service MNS. In Mongolia, in Holt Province, channel 21 on Khan Altay Cable TV. In Eldenet City, channel Z26 on Khatengol Cable TV. And channel 50 on Rimor Cable TV. In Subbatol, Selin Province, channel 30 on Midi Mongol. In Dahon Oul Province, channel 8 on Dahon Broadcasting System. In Sha, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision, channel 47. And Orange Cable Companies, channel 65. In Utuf, on channel 21 through the cable provider Gumnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Poland, channel 68 on Neostrada TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Shanghua Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on Netwave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. And channel 108 on Qinghe Cable TV, Yongjia Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yinan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 107 on Dongya Cable TV, on Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Xinmen County, channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, channel 107 on Tung Tai Cable TV. In Xiaoyi County, channel 97 on Kaohsiung Cable TV. and in Chiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC SAA TV Cable Company.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Japan donates more than $1.1 million to Ethiopia. In ecology news, divers from Kuwait nurture coral reefs in the Maldives. In community news, a Canadian Good Samaritan risked his life to save a beautiful dog. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, March the 4th, is the birthday of physician and acclaimed author Dr. Khaled Husseini, born in Kabul, Afghanistan in 1965. His 2003 novel, Kite Runner, an international bestseller, was published in more than 45 countries and made into an award-winning 2007 movie. A Thousand Splendid Suns, his second book, was also very successful. Dr. Husseini was named a Goodwill Envoy of the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees in 2006. His devotion to his homeland led him to establish the Khaled Husseini Foundation, which provides humanitarian assistance and support to Afghan people in need. Heaven bless you, Dr. Khaled Husseini, for your brilliant writings and compassionate work. May you be graced with a very happy birthday with loved ones.
Hawaiian News. Lives lost in Ugandan landslides. Following days of torrential rains, a landslide on March 1st in eastern Baduda District caused at least 100 fatalities, with over 300 missing in homes that were buried, up to 60 of whom were children who had taken shelter in a health center. Initial rescue efforts have yielded 31 survivors. Meanwhile, about 2,000 others were displaced as widespread flooding blocked roadways and destroyed crops. Baduda District officials have called for additional evacuations, and the Ugandan Red Cross is distributing tarpaulins, blankets, and other basic supplies.
Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni and Minister for Disaster Preparedness Musa Ekweru are traveling to the area to assess the damage, while a team of security personnel and doctors have been flown to assist residents in their rescue efforts.
Conveying her deep condolences and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our association members please go check to see if help is needed, saying that funds would be available if necessary.
We thank Your Excellencies, Uganda's Red Cross, all personnel and community members who are helping save lives and provide immediate relief. Our thankfulness also for Supreme Master Ching Hai's caring concern. We mourn for those who have lost loved ones and pray that with heaven's grace the Ugandan people soon recover their regular lives. May such extreme events be minimized with our efforts of greater kindness toward Mother Nature and each other.
Forest fire strikes the Philippines. A fire began spreading on the evening of February 27th on Mount Cristobal, a protected area containing holy sites that stands beside Mount Banahaw. Local officials sought community assistance and also called for the help of the Philippine Air Force to contain the fire. Officials said that the blaze resulted in part from the El Nino phenomenon, as events of destruction are being seen all over the country from this unusual weather pattern. So far, no human fatalities or injuries have been reported despite the fire's devastation of over 70 to 80 hectares of forest wildlife habitats. Our gratefulness, Philippine government, all firefighters, volunteers, and local residents, for your swift and courageous efforts to douse the flames. May heaven watch over the region as we pray that such weather calamities are lessened through our increased consideration toward all beings.
Earthquakes jolt Japan, Pakistan, Kyrgyzstan, and the Philippines. On Saturday, February 27th, a strong tremor measuring 7.3 on the Richter scale occurred east of the Japanese city of Naha on Okinawa Island, prompting a tsunami warning that was later lifted. The next morning, a 6.2 magnitude quake struck in the Hindu Kush mountain range, shaking northern Pakistani areas, including Islamabad. In Kyrgyzstan, a magnitude 5.0 earthquake on Tuesday struck 77 kilometers southeast of the capital of Bishkek, while the northernmost provinces of Cagayan and Isabela in the Philippines were shaken by a 6.0 magnitude tremor. Fortunately, there were no reports of damage or injuries in any of the events. We are very glad to know of the safety of those in the quake-stricken regions. May our world be soon safe from such dangers as planetary stability is ensured by humanity's gentler stewardship of the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Qatar aids in Darfur's rebuilding. Following his country's hosting of peace negotiations, the Emir of Qatar, His Highness Sheikh Hamid bin Khalifa Al Thani, announced a donation of $1 billion to help reconstruct the region of Darfur, Sudan. Speaking of the framework agreement signed between the Sudanese government and the Justice and Equality Movement, His Highness expressed Qatar's confidence in Sudan's capability to realize unity and economic prosperity. He also called on other Sudanese groups to join in the process of national unification and commended the leaders of Chad, Eritrea, the African Union, and the United Nations for their efforts in fostering regional peace. Allah's blessings and our respectful appreciation, Your Highness and Qatar, for your generous contribution to Sudanese brethren's harmony and stability. With such kind support as yours, surely peace and prosperity will soon prevail for all people in Sudan.
Smoking linked to lower IQ. A study published in the February 2010 issue of the medical journal Addiction evaluated more than 20,000 Israeli military personnel and found that those that smoked a pack a day or more had IQ scores 7.5 points lower than those who didn't. Lead author Dr. Mark Weiser and a team from Sheba Medical Center in Ramat Gan also discovered that as more cigarettes were smoked, the IQ decreased further, with scores of 98 for men who smoked up to 5 cigarettes a day that went down to 90 for those who smoked more than a pack daily. In addition, 70 pairs of brothers, where only one smoked, were also reviewed, with the non-smoking brothers having higher IQs on average. Many thanks, Dr. Weiser and team, for these illuminating findings on the further harms of tobacco. Let us all leave behind damaging substances as these by choosing the way of clear-minded health and vitality.
Peru calculates heavy toll of tobacco. According to the findings of Dr. Luis Penelos, former Peruvian Minister of Health and founding president of the National Standing Committee on Tobacco Control, tobacco costs Peruvians some $2.4 billion annually. Dr. Penelos stated that while this figure included medical care for smokers with cancer and heart problems, it did not take into account other diseases linked to smoking. The doctor was speaking at a conference attended by other former health ministers who were voicing support for the passage of anti-tobacco legislation. The proposed bill would require at least one completely tobacco-free space in every public facility, as well as graphic displays on cigarette packages showing tobacco's dangers and associated diseases. Our sincere gratitude, Dr. Penelos and colleagues, for your caring efforts to safeguard the health of fellow Peruvians. We look forward to all governments passing such protective measures that bring the joy of intoxicant-free living to families across the globe.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses, $96 billion in the United States alone. Light and mild cigarettes, just as harmful. Causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke, heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure, cancer, mouth, liver, breast, and colorectal cancer, lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidney cancer, bladder cancer, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence, additional harms for secondhand smoking, childhood arteriosclerosis leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages, and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more. For more urgent information, please visit suprememastertv.com/killers.
India and Saudi Arabia hold historic meeting. Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh concluded a three-day visit to Saudi Arabia, the first since 1982, in which he and His Majesty King Abdullah bin Abdul Aziz of Saudi Arabia signed the Riyadh Declaration. This document officially recognizes the advancement of their cooperative partnership, which was initiated in 2006 with the signing of the Delhi Declaration. Prime Minister Singh was also granted the rare privilege of addressing the Majlis-e-Shura, Saudi Arabia's legislature, and was later conferred an honorary doctorate degree from King Saud University. Your Majesty, Your Excellency, Saudi Arabia and India, we respectfully laud your expanding relations. May your growing collaboration foster ever more peace and prosperity for the people of both nations.
Save Our Planet. New film focuses on climate change in Formosa or Taiwan.
I'm so much concerned about climate change because I don't want our future generations to question us, just as I'm questioning the need for more concrete action on climate change today.
Through compelling facts intermingled with voices of eminent scientists, along with powerful music and imagery, a new documentary has been bringing citizens together in shared concern for Formosa's future in the face of global warming. The film Plus Minus 2 Degrees Celsius was named based on scientists' conclusion that human survival depends on limiting global temperature rise to within 2 degrees Celsius. Producer Sissy Chen, a renowned Formosan media personality, said she wished to bring the climate change reality, such as rising sea levels, closer to home.
Based on data from the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change and the Central Research Institute, the documentary informs viewers that Formosa's densely populated areas are in locations vulnerable to disasters, that the island has one of the world's 10 highest rates of erosion, and that typhoons and heat waves are increasing in severity. In fact, the film was made deliberately within just 6 months of Typhoon Morakot so that it would be widely screened on television and in city and county government venues by the time the next storm season struck.
During the February 22nd premiere of the film, the unprecedented gathering of more than 1,000 people was also attended by high-level government officials, including Formosan Premier U Den Ying and Legislative Yuan President Wang Jinping. When asked how global warming should be addressed, President Wang, along with producer Sissy Chen, expressed their support of the veg diet solution. Kudos and our appreciation, Ms. Chen, and all involved in the making and promotion of this timely documentary. We join the Formosan people in shared resolve to halt the real cause of climate change, praying that all will do so in time through the most effective organic vegan diet. In an October 2009 video conference in Formosa, or Taiwan, Supreme Master Ching Hai once more shared her concern for those who suffer from the effects of our urgent planetary situation, asking governments and citizens to quickly take proper action.
We also do not forget other islands and other countries who are submerging or sinking or disappearing or disappeared because of climate change. My heart is troubled every day, thinking of all these innocent people and all the defenseless animals who have to suffer in this great upheaval we call climate change. But we still have time. We could not reverse the effect of climate change in the past. Whatever happened due to typhoon and flood and earthquake, etc., we could not reverse the effect. But we could stop future disaster, returning to compassionate vegan diet and encourage others to do the same. The government has power to do this. I beg all the governments of the world, please do this before it's too late. For the sake of your citizen and your own children as well.
Save our planet. With 1.2 billion people who still lack access to potable water, the European Commission is placing more focus on this valued resource, considered even more precious due to its dwindling availability as a result of climate change.
Save Our Planet, an article by editor Hema Vijay in India's newspaper The Hindu, cites scientific evidence of livestock as a primary cause of global warming and concludes that being veg is the most simple and effective way to save the planet.
Save Our Planet. The Helsinki City Council in Finland votes for a weekly vegetarian day throughout the city's schools to help mitigate climate change, saying that this will also result in cost savings and better health.
Save Our Planet. Indigenous leaders from 13 Latin American countries draft a plan of action to address global warming, planned for presentation at the United Nations Mexico Summit in December 2010.
Warning news. South Korea's Food and Drug Administration warns that reusable electronic cigarettes are not safe and in fact have been known to cause dizziness, nausea, anxiety, loss of concentration, and even lung cancer.
Hello, it's me, Hoppy the Hispid Hare. And my diet is totally animal-free. I'd like to share a tip for your well-being. Having enough sleep is important for your health. To help make sure you have plenty of rest, try setting an alarm for the same time each night, reminding you to get ready for a wonderful slumber. Many thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Thank you for your attention, and here's the weather around our beautiful globe.
world news, Japan donates more than $1.1 million to Ethiopia. The funds will be used to expand clean drinking water availability in the Tigray region. Japan has committed to contributing further support to Ethiopia with a supply of safe potable water as a priority. Our sincere appreciation, Japan, and heaven bless your care and generosity. May the gracious Ethiopian people be blessed with pristine water and nourishing plant-based food for a vibrant future on a sustainable planet.
In ecology news, divers from Kuwait nurture coral reefs in the Maldives. Members of the Kuwait Environment Protection Society conducted a training course on repairing coral reefs. They were able to attach coral reef saplings to special spider-like frameworks that imitated their marine ecosystem and promoted growth. It is envisioned that the knowledge gained will be employed to help safeguard the coral reefs in both the Maldives and Kuwait. Our heartfelt gratitude, Kuwait Environment Protection Society team, for your valuable work in protecting the life-sustaining coral reefs. May we all gladly embrace guardianship of our treasured Earth, beginning with the planet-protecting vegan diet. Coming up, an off-duty fireman in Canada rescues a sweet black Labrador. There's a dog at the door. We'll be back. More cooling news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News. Beautiful news for a lovely world. In community news, a Canadian Good Samaritan risked his life to save Mia, a beautiful black Labrador. Mr. Ryan Cody, a 35-year-old firefighter living just north of Winnipeg, Manitoba, managed to gain entry to his neighbor's house that had caught on fire. Mr. Cody made his way through thick smoke and brought the only occupant home at that time, Mia, safely out. He then proceeded to help his fellow firefighters extinguish the blaze. Mr. Cody was fine after a brief medical treatment, and Mia visited a veterinarian and was also doing well. Bravo and God bless Mr. Ryan Cody for your courageous and life-saving action. May lovely Mia and her human caregivers enjoy many happy days together in the warmth of a new and cozy home.
Let's enjoy a joke entitled Outrunning, told in Urdu.
तीन घोड़े एक अस्तबल में खड़े थे इनमें से एक ने शेखी मारी कि वो कितना तेज दौड़ सकता है मैं एक चील से भी तेज भाग सकता हूँ पहला घोड़ा मगरूर होकर बोला दूसरे घोड़े ने मुदाखलत की अच्छा मैं एक टाइगर से भी तेज भाग सकता हूँ ओह ये अच्छा है लेकिन मैं एक चीते से भी तेज दौड़ सकता हूँ एक और घोड़ा अपनी दुम हिलाते हुए बोला इस मौका पर इन्हें महसूस हुआ कि एक कुत्ता इनके करीब बैठा इनकी बातें सुन रहा है मेरा मकसद शेखी बिगाड़ना नहीं है वो बोला लेकिन मैं इन सब को मात दे सकता हूँ घोड़े हकीकत में हैरत ज़दा हो गए वाह एक ने कहा एक हल्की सी सरगोशी के बाद एक बोलता हुआ कुत्ता
And now for our viewers' heartlines about Dr. Abdul Sattar Eddy, Pakistan's angel of humility and tender care, on Supreme Master Television. Dr. Eddy, a great humanitarian, has dedicated his life to serving others.
I wish I could join Dr. Eddy's team. Any sort of guidance would be highly appreciated. Viewer from the United Kingdom.
It would be a pleasure to meet this noble saint. Viewer from Australia.
Warm-hearted viewers, Dr. Eddy is indeed a selfless and compassionate individual, bringing so much goodness into the world. You can visit his website, www.eddyfoundation.com, to get more information of how you can help. With divine love and light.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May your days be blessed with joy and love.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Panamanian President Ricardo Martinelli and Emir of Qatar His Highness Sheikh Hamid bin Khalifa Al Thani discuss matters of shared interest and witness the signing of an agreement to enhance bilateral relations.
China's Chamber of Commerce in Portugal announces that Chinese nationals there have donated $13,300 of their own funds to assist the island of Madeira in recovery efforts following a recent storm.
Egyptian and Italian officials reach a trade agreement to link their respective ports of Alexandria and Venice and speed the shipment of Egyptian fresh fruits and vegetables to Italy.
With a ceasefire between the Houthis and the Yemeni government in place, schools reopening across the Saada province for the first time in 5 months are attended by joyful students.
40 of the 125 volunteers building homes for a Habitat for Humanity project in Tennessee, USA, are soldiers from Fort Campbell who helped construct 5 homes in just 8 days.
Newly elected Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych travels to Brussels, Belgium, where he speaks of his country's prioritized integration with the European Union, as well as a wish to develop friendly relations with Russia and the U.S.
Physicist and former astronaut Dr. Franklin Chang Diaz of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology in the USA develops a rocket that he says can travel to Mars in just 39 days.
Venezuelan Foreign Minister Nicolas Maduro announces that his country is interested in engaging in talks with Colombia to resolve differences and resume cordial relations.
Russian President Dmitry Medvedev is welcomed in France for a state visit to meet with President Nicolas Sarkozy and discuss the furthering of political and economic ties.
China's acting ambassador to Sri Lanka, Yang Xinhua, presents demining security equipment from the government of China to assist Sri Lanka in restoring safety to her northern region. We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty. For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.